Well, Megan said that hoggets are at sale at the moment at 400 pence per kilo. Keith Earl certainly will be getting more than 400 pence per kilo if he moves to Saracens. This actually is like rugby economics are no different from any other economics. Rugby players will follow the money. They have a short career, mid-30s, finish. They don't, most of them don't have any skills for any other lucrative work, so therefore they've got to make as much as they can, point one. It's not the end of the world. Argentina have been hugely successful in two out of the last three World Cups, and 90% of their players are playing abroad. In fact, the Argentinians welcome it because they reckon we can't afford to pay these players at home. Let the foreigners pay their wages, and then we'll pick them for the national team. Ireland, however, unlike Argentina, has a secondary problem, which is the provinces. Provinces lose their best players, then they don't qualify for the Heineken Cup, then the audiences drop, as we're seeing particularly in Thomond Park, unheard of gaps on the terraces. Therefore, they have no money or less money, and therefore they are less able to compete. So this economic circle, I'm afraid, is going to continue. I don't think it necessarily, I think Schmidt and the IRFU are playing mind games with the players, telling them they're not going to select them. I mean, how can you say Keith Earls, well, we're not going to pick you, when they were perfectly happy to pick Johnny Sexton when he was in France? Of course they're going to pick them if they're good enough. That's nonsense.
Yeah, so you think we should take a leaf out of the Argentinians' book then? But obviously, I mean, you couldn't leave Johnny Sexton out. He's Johnny Sexton. But guys like Marty Moore, Keith Earls, Madigan, David Nukafura, the IRFU's performance director, he said those guys will be at a disadvantage.
Well, of course now Sefora is going to say that. Of course Schmidt is going to say that. Of course they'd love to have them playing for the provinces. But like when Schmidt sits down to pick, for argument's sake, a year hence, and he's sitting down to pick his team to play the first match of the Six Nations, and for argument's sake, and I wish him absolutely well, but say for argument's sake, Johnny Sexton has any kind of injury, forget the most recent one, any kind of injury, is he going to turn around and say, well, I'm not going to pick the next viable fly half, Madigan, because, and I realise I'm speaking to Ulster, where Paddy Jackson fans would be up in arms.
Form number 10 in the country, we would say.
Yes, but bear with me for the moment. Will he then turn around and say, well, I'm not going to pick Madigan, I'm going to go to number 3. Mike Ross is at the end of his career. He's going to turn around and say, no, I'm going to pick a second ranking prop forward. I'm not going to pick Marty Moore. That's nonsense. He's going to pick the best team, and wherever they are, he will pick them. New Zealand can do this because New Zealand have player numbers. It's really interesting what Gatland is doing, who, if you look over, and I'm no fan of Gatland, but if you look at his career with Wales, how successful they have been, and half the team is playing abroad. So just because England or France or somebody with vast numbers of players turns around and says, or New Zealand, we're not doing it, this tiny island with four teams just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, kind of briefly, George, staying with the provinces, there have been some hope springing out of Ulster this season. We've got young domestic players like Stuart McCluskey and Kyle McCall showing a lot of potential. Could Ulster be the top Irish province of the next few years?
I think Ulster are our hope for the future. There's some great stuff coming out of Ulster. Some really good midfield backs, for instance. They're lucky with someone like Pinar, who masterminds so much of the back play. Payne should be the Irish fullback. There's no question about that. Not the Irish centre, the Irish fullback. McCluskey should be playing in the Six Nations Championship. Young Marshall, I'm delighted to see coming back. I think Ulster are our best hope for a Heineken Cup place next year. I mean, when you think, really, they went to INA and got out of jail, then they don't get a bonus point against Saracens. The reality of it is, when Les Kiss sat down at the end of the campaign, it was an opportunity lost.